courageously and boldly and confidently in Christ.
Living Courageously, coming soon from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Don't let anybody stay in your ear and they talking foolishness. And you listening, and you listening, and you listening, and now you thinking maybe, well, you know, they might be right. And no. If it's not carrying life, I don't want it. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't care how factual you might say it is. If it's not carrying life and imparting to me faith, hello. See, some of us stuck right there in the middle, you know, because we'll listen to stuff that we might think is right. Yeah, it might be a fact. So what? What's it doing for you? Hello? We're not so spiritually minded with no earthly good, but what is what you're listening to doing for you? Is it building or destroying? Is it weakening you or is it causing your faith in God to grow? That's what you listen to. That's what you cling to. That's what you occupy yourself with. I said, stop listening to people who you don't find the lips of knowledge in their voice. You don't find wisdom. You don't find encouragement. And if you do have to talk to them, check them. Say, hold everything. Stop talking like that. You understand? Words carry nature. Look at somebody, tell them, thank God for Jesus. When they fail, God in His sovereignty. You see, we know, and let's just picture this, because nothing overtakes God unawares. God might ask you a question, but He already knows. What you doing here, Elijah? He already knew what Elijah's doing there. Cain, where's your brother Abel? He already knew what Cain had done. Right? So God comes to him, He says, the eyes of them both were opened in verse 7, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God had an appointment with them. Just about the end of the day, in the cool of the evening, God would come and commune with them and talk with them and impart nature. See, they still had capacity for growth. They were created innocent, not righteous. You have to understand that. They weren't righteous. See, righteousness stems from your having made decisions. See, we are righteous because we made a decision for Christ. And now we are His righteousness. But those that have not made a decision for Him, little ones are innocent. But those that are of age are unrighteous. You see, so Adam and Eve in that state, in that pristine environment, in that perfect environment. So get this into your thinking. Their environment was perfect. So it doesn't matter how perfect our environment is or how adverse our environment can become. It's what's going on in our nature. Amen? So in that perfect environment, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, and Adam and Eve, his wife, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Again, God knew exactly what tree he was hiding behind. He looking right at him. But he said, where art thou? Adam and Eve, Their response, I heard thy voice in verse 10 in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. First thing God says is, who told? In other words, you heard some words. Something was said that has caused this nature. We fellowshipped, but now you are afraid. There's been a change in your nature. Who told you you were naked? He knew, even though they knew they were naked, he knew that words had to have been exchanged first. Now, we have to see the mercy of God in this whole scenario. Because I'm going to show you something here, because this is grace. God, see, before the foundation of the world, God had a plan. Come on, before you got into the stuff you're in right now, God had a plan. And you know what? His strategy cannot fail. Even when they failed, the strategy didn't fail. You're going to see it here. The strategy didn't fail. Oh, if we could just every day wake up and understand that we are more than conquerors. That no matter what's going on, no matter what the setback, is this going to be a comeback? Come on, if you can get into that frame of mind and that spirit of faith and trust in God, listen, it'll change everything around you. Everything around you will start to have to change. Listen, your money will start coming to you. People that you need, that need to be in your life, will start coming to you. Favor will start coming to you from all different quarters. You don't have to go and search it out. You don't have to go and try to get to know the right ones. No, they'll be coming for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things. Somebody say, all these other things shall be added unto you. The problem and the challenge is many times there's not the diligent seek. People tend to give up midstream sometimes. You got to get it out of your vocabulary. Win, God, win. Win, God, win. Win, God. Lord Jesus, win. I've been waiting and waiting. Now, once you get free from that, you're a whole lot closer than when you were saying win. How long, Lord? See, it's not about what's in the environment. It's about a nature. It's about what God makes you. So they heard and they were afraid. Remember, fear and shame. The nature of the enemy, fear and shame. He said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree? See, he first knew that some words had to be exchanged for their nature to be changed, for them to eat of the tree that he told them not to eat of. Who told you? Have you eaten? And of course, God already knew. And so he said, and the man said, the woman, she gave it to me. Lord, she messed me up. And then the Lord said to, now notice something. The Lord is talking to them. You see, judgment just didn't fall. God's talking to them. See, words carry nature. See, this is grace. See, be glad, even if God is instructing or correcting you or chastening you, be glad he's talking to you. Be glad he's talking to you. Because it's a nature that's being exchanged. He hadn't given up on now. If he just stopped talking, Lord Jesus, that's when you get afraid and ashamed. That's when you get scared. As long as he's talking, even if he's talking like thunder, even if it hurt when he's talking, Lord, keep talking to me. He said to the man, then he said to the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Then the Lord said unto the serpent, this animal, this creature that could talk, what is this that thou hast done? Because thou hast done this, I'm sorry. He said to Eve, what is this that thou hast done? But when he spoke to the serpent, he spoke differently. When he spoke to Adam, he said, who told you? When he spoke to the woman, he said, what is this you've done? But when he spoke to the serpent, he said, because you've done this. No ultimatum. No room for repentance. No grace. Tell somebody, thank God he's still talking to me. No room, no grace. He said, you're cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall I go, and dust shall I eat all the day. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise her head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And we know the curse that God spoke concerning the woman, the man, the earth, and the serpent. In verse 21, and Adam also And to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Coats of skins. Now we talked about coats of skins being the skin that he placed upon him. And that's another revelation I want to set aside for right now. And let's go back to the blood covenant. Is that all right? The blood covenant revelation. You see, because when the serpent beguiled them and sin entered in through their disobedience, along with sin, death entered in. Sin and death. Death and sin. So death was there now. But you know, even though death was there, no animal died. Not as yet. Even though death had entered in. So God, I like this because God is in complete control. Even though the devil tricked them and death and sin came, God is the one that instructed them. Now it says that the Lord made them coats of skin. But let's take it into real time, let's say. He instructed them on what to do. Get rid of those leaves and take perhaps a lamb and slay him. Shed the blood. This will be the first death. You see, God sanctified something about death. Come on, somebody, follow me here. Before the devil could get busy killing folk, God said, no, I'm going to send a type. Death is going to have a type first. It's going to have a type for atonement. It's going to represent something. It's going to atone for you. It's going to cover your failure first. He took away the leaves and gave them coats of skins. The first blood sacrifice, all right? See, Satan and death should have no triumph because the first death was an emblem and type of the death that would ultimately conquer Satan. You brought it in here, but I'm going to take what you brought in here and show you that this is going to conquer you. See, what the devil means for evil, come on, I said, what the devil means for evil for you, if you'll stay your course, God will turn it around for good every time. That's the way he works. The devil bring death, God will turn death around. Death will work for you. He'll bring financial dilemma, God will turn it around and bring a blessing out of it. Hello? That's the book of genes. That's how God works. He will. But if you allow words to mess with your nature, you start believing all kinds, you be all mixed up, won't know what to believe. I don't know if God want to do that. No, the Bible already tells you. It's full of the promise, the love letter of God to you. All the promises of God are amen and so be it. Hello? It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But see, when you're battling those words from in the atmosphere and that other nature, you have trouble with that. You don't know if God want to bless you in your mess or not. The very thing the devil tried to take him out with, amen, God turned it around.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 22 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of Words. Nothing takes God by surprise. He knows our every thought before we even think it. He knows the action we're going to take before we even move. Adam and Eve were created innocent, but not righteous. To make a decision for Christ is righteousness. God asked Adam and Eve, "Who told you you were naked?" The nature of the words coming from their lips had changed, and God was aware of this shift. Has your conversation been infiltrated by the enemy? Are your words seasoned with grace? Are your words producing life? Take back your right nature by speaking God's word only.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.